Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Timm, and we are on KHRT Radio. I am visiting today with Savannah Young. Savannah is the Assistant General Manager of the Saberdogs, Souris Valley Saberdogs. Welcome, Savannah.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
This is really exciting. And of course, this is our second year, correct?
Yes, second year going.
I'm so glad to have you and Daryl back. You are my neighbor, as I live right across the street, and it's just been wonderful to watch the ballpark come back to life.
Yes, we are so happy to bring baseball back to Minot.
And you really have. Prior to you coming back, I thought we were lucky to see 20 people in the stands at a game, but you have drawn up to 1,000 or maybe even more.
Yeah, our biggest attendance was 1,100 people at our final game last year.
Wow, that is so cool and so good for Minot, North Dakota. You've got a lot of exciting stuff going on this year. When does the season start?
Yeah, so our 2019 season starts May 24th. We have 32 home games, and we're also hosting the All-Star Game this year.
What is the All-Star Game, Savannah?
Yeah, so it's a two-day event. We like to call it the All-Star Extravaganza. It starts July 15th and 16th. July 15th is the Fan Fest, which is when all the best baseball players in the Expedition League come together and they do the Home Run Derby for the first night, which is super fun. It's a fan favorite. And then the next day on the 16th, we have the actual All-Star Game to see between two divisions which division is the best. And then we also have a banquet earlier in the day to congratulate the ones who were chosen and also have a guest speaker to be determined. And yeah, super exciting stuff.
How does somebody get into that banquet?
Yeah, so we will be selling tickets for that. It's up at Sleep In. We don't have all the details yet on what time it is, but you can keep up with us on our social media or on our website and tickets.sourisvalleysaberdogs.com to kind of see when those go on sale.
I know you have an office, so they could probably even call there, too.
Yes, at 701-839-9100 for any questions anyone may have.
The league expanded this year. Last year, there were 8 teams in the Expedition League. This year, there's 10. Where are the new teams?
Yeah, we are so excited to welcome 2 new teams to the 2019 season. Our newest and closest one is actually in Brandon, Manitoba. So we're going international.
Very neat.
Yes, so we're very excited to kind of have a neighboring one, hopefully have a little border rivalry with them this year. And then our second newest one is in Fremont, Nebraska. Unfortunately, they have been a little bit flooded with all of that stuff going on. And so we're really hoping that they can recover it by the opening night.
Well, we are on Christian radio, and most of the people here are familiar with flooding, so we could ask for some prayers for that team down there. What's the name of the team?
The Fremont Moo.
Moo.
Yes, just like cows.
Very interesting.
Yes.
It doesn't exactly strike terror in the heart of their opponents.
Definitely not.
And that home run derby really sounds fun. If it was softball, I'd try to enter into it. But, you know, they'd probably notice a 65-year-old guy out there with the 18, 19-year-olds.
Definitely.
Your mascot, Ace. I know that you've been Ace.
Oh, yes.
More than once.
It's my special talent.
And you told me off the air earlier that one time being Ace was pretty scary.
Yes, it was kind of terrifying. We were delivering, I was an Ace, and we were delivering flowers for our Valentine's Day promotion that we ran this year. And I delivered flowers to an elementary school. And they just saw me and decided to almost take me out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It was a little terrifying.
No, they were taking you out with hugs or something.
Yes, okay. All the hugs. I had probably 50 kids on me all at once. They almost knocked me right on over.
Okay, well, that wasn't the story I was thinking of. I was thinking of Ace dropping like 600 feet or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple times, a little bit of scary times in our mascot costume. You wouldn't think of that being an issue, but yeah, I actually rappelled down an 8-story building in our mascot costume.
Where you couldn't see the rope.
Yes. So I've rappelled before. That wasn't the scary part. I mean, I was rappelling in an ice cave at one point in my life, but rappelling down an 8-story building where there's very low visibility, it is just not really the most ideal. I was scared my fingers were going to get stuck or something, and I was just going to drop from 8 stories high.
Wow. And that's probably 800 feet.
Yeah.
That would be scary.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of reminds me, I was telling my son, he went skiing for the first time the other day.
Oh, nice.
And I remember when I was a kid and they had those tow ropes, and you're always scared that your poles would get caught on the tow rope and
yes. Go
flying up in the air at the end. But I think I'd rather have that than plummeting 800
yes,
feet.
I agree, except I think the mascot head would have broken my fall.
Yeah. Well, you did touch upon that All-Star game, and mm-hmm. You said it was 2 days,
yes.
July 15 and 16, and that's really a big party.
Oh, yes. I mean, we are trying to be the place to be all summer long. I mean, we have 32 home games plus these 2 extra events out at Corbett Field this summer. So, I mean, come on out, check it out. If you haven't come out last year, you're really missing out. We bring in premier entertainment acts from all over the country who perform everywhere, no matter if it's MLB, NBA games, even other summer collegiate baseball games. We're really trying to make it a treat for Minot.
And you're trying to make it a treat for the entire family. That's what I really like.
Yes. I mean, even if you don't like baseball, I'm not even the biggest baseball fan, but I love the atmosphere that we put on. We really try to make it a show. I mean, it's not just baseball, it's family fun entertainment.
It's almost like a circus.
Yeah.
You know, even across the street, I have fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But I have been to the games. Not all of them, obviously.
Yeah.
But it is just a lot of fun. And who would think that baseball today would draw so many teenagers, but this has been a hot spot for the teens.
Yeah, so we actually also partner with Magic City Youth Baseball. We bought them out of all their advertising and concessions rights at Corbett Field, but we're really trying to give back to them as well. And so we really try to get them involved as much as possible. And we'll probably be putting on a few camps this summer, that type of stuff, just trying to really give back to the community and get people excited about baseball. I mean, it is kind of mainly older generations, but we obviously want to reach the younger ones to make them even be interested in playing for baseball, because without our players, we wouldn't be here.
Absolutely. And these players are not professionals. I mean, they're not paid. Mm-hmm. They are college kids.
Yes.
There's a couple areas that you can use some volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the most important and the biggest one is host families.
Yes. Host families save us so much during the summer. My host families last year were amazing. I'm so thankful that most of them decided to come back for another year. With that, with becoming a host family, pretty much our expectations are just to give them a place to stay, a bed to sleep in, a shower, some food every once in a while. We don't expect the family to be their transportation or anything. And with that, all of that responsibility, we give season tickets to the immediate families.
I really wish I had an extra room in my house, because that'd be ideal.
Yes, that would be perfect.
And these kids are not, they're not around a lot.
No, I mean, we house all of our interns, our coaches, and our players. So in total, I need about like 48 total places to stick everyone for the summer. I have most of them. I only need 7 more places, which is pretty good for it being the second year. And even just as far out as we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the players are only here half the time. The interns pretty much live at the field because of how much they work. And I mean, the coaches obviously travel with the team as well. So no, I mean, people, you do see them, you do create a relationship with them. I do have a lot of host families from last year who still keep in touch with their player or their intern or their coach. And it's just so great to see the relationships build.
The other volunteers that are needed, and I want to stress volunteers,
mm-hmm.
what do they do?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends on the night with different promotions that we have. We are looking for volunteers to be in the stands, helping people find their seats, ushering people, making sure that people aren't walking in front of the other people while the game is playing and all that kind of stuff. We can use volunteers handing out giveaways that we have, like this year, just like last year, we'll have another bobblehead giveaway and also some trading cards and all that type of stuff. We're adding a few more this year, so a little bit more to add to our entertainment. And yeah, I mean, it kind of just depends, but I mean, we can use a handful each night.
That's super. And if they want to volunteer, they should call the office again.
Yes, call the office at 701-839-9100. And you can ask for Savannah. I'd be happy to help you out and kind of give you some more direction.
Savannah, we're getting a little low on time, but I want to talk about last year. Corbett Field was rated the ballpark of the year.
Yeah.
Tell us a little more about that.
So Ballpark Digest, national publication, they put on the contest every year to vote the best ballpark in America for all levels of baseball. For summer collegiate, we actually won last year. We had to really get everyone behind us. We were shocked that we were even nominated for the first year. I mean, it went from 50 teams to one, and we were number one last year. So that was awesome, and it was great to see the community really back us up and voted for us.
That is so cool. And the community is behind you, and it's obvious that you do many things to support the community, too.
Yes, I'm actually on the board of the YWCA here in Minot, the women's shelter. We try to give back to as many nonprofits as possible during the summer by doing split raffles. And I mean, we love to volunteer. We just love to be in the community as much as possible, just because it really is a partnership. I mean, without the community, we wouldn't be able to stay here.
How many games do we have this summer?
Yes, we have 32 home games plus the All-Star game and the 2 days for the All-Star game and hopefully postseason.
And again, every game is like a party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are definitely the place to be during the summer. It's affordable, family, fun, entertainment. Come check us out. It's going to be an even better time this year.
And when I mentioned that you support the community, I can remember one night that I was there was Norse Hoostfest night,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you promote other events, you donate some funds to them and stuff. So
yeah.
Again, it's a very reciprocal type of relationship that you have with the city of Minot.
It is.
And the people of Minot.
Exactly. Yeah. And we actually raised over 2,000 pounds of food for the food bank as well last year. So
Wow. Yeah,
we'll be doing more food drives this year as well. And so we're excited to see the turnout for this year.
That is so cool, Savannah. Again, I'm really glad to have you here. I've always really enjoyed having Daryl around too.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can do something maybe closer to the middle of the season when we're talking about you guys going into the playoff games.
Yes, yes. Cross your fingers.
That would be great. Thank you again, Savannah.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you once again for listening to Minot Today on KHRT Radio. If you didn't make it to a Souris Valley Saberdogs game last year, you really did miss out. I really encourage you to stop and see a game this year, support Corbett Field, support the program, and I know you won't regret it. So again, thank you for listening to Minot Today, and I hope you'll be back next week. Thank you.